Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. We have another special guest, but before we bring her on again, it is Give to Lincoln Day here at Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach. Matt Talbot offers housing programs and case management to help individuals and families move from the streets to stability. Guests receive help with rent assistance, applications, landlord communications, life skills, and tenant education. In 2024, Matt Talbot served 3,305 individuals, many experiencing housing instability or homelessness for the first time. Free meals can prevent homelessness by freeing up money for rent, utilities, or gas. The long-term goal of the housing program here is a greater experience and lasting housing stability for those that are in need. Again, help make a difference, help make an impact in people's lives who could sure use it. Help people in the community, this great city of Lincoln. Again, if you want to help contribute, make an impact, simply go to givetolincoln.com, type in Matt Talbot in the search, and choose your donation.
Like 377 level. Of your closest friends.
Is that where we're at right
377
now?
377 people have made a donation.
That is awesome.
Let's hit 400. We have 42 minutes. Let's get 23 people to get us to 400 donators.
Let's get to 400. Let's get to 400 plus. Thank you for the update, Austin. All right, my man, we got a special guest. You want to bring on our special guest here, Austin?
My friend Lori Wellman. She is Schenectady, New York. Now, Adam has to try to spell
All right. All right, you're
Schenectady?
Up.
Schenectady? Schenectady. Oh, God. The odds are somewhere between 0 and 0.001%.
Well,
I'll get this right.
Well, the captain's got $50 on it.
True, he does.
I'm going to speak for him here.
We'll put Vershawn's money on the line. We're good at that.
I agree with. I like that philosophy. Schenectady, S-K-I-N. Am I right so far?
No.
I'm already off. Oh, my gosh. Did I at least get the S right?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. All right. Is it C-H?
Yes.
Oh, all right. I-N?
S-C-H-E-N.
E-N. Skin. Not skin. Skin. Okay. Schenectady. I thought I'd at least get the 3 or 4 letters in. All right, let's try it from there. S-C-H-E-N, Schenectady. E-T?
E-C.
All right, I give up. All right, how do you spell it? Help us out.
Go ahead, you're up.
It's
you got it.
S-C-H-E-N, Shen, Ek, E-C. And was it, I think I missed the C, so that's just T-A-D-Y.
Yes, I think you got it that
time. Yeah.
And that's actually where I went to college. I went to Union College in Schenectady. So that's why it came up.
I'm glad you got it right, though. Appreciate you helping
kind
out.
Kind of right. I'll give myself credit for it this time. Farley's giving me the look from yesterday. But this is Lori Wellman, Director of Development for Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach. Lori, update on the day. How are things going?
Don't give us that look. You couldn't spell it right. Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
It's amazing. We are having a lot of fun, but we're also just in awe of the generosity of our community. We're so grateful. People are making contributions today. They're going to keep our programs going all year round. People in need of housing, people in need for food, those basic things that we take for granted, as well as our care program. A lot of our programs are intertwined. So lots of times people might come in here because they need the nourishment of our meal and they want that community feel. But while they're here, they're able to connect with a licensed drug and alcohol counselor, and they're able to talk about what treatment might be best for them. They're able to talk about, okay, so you have 3 treatment houses when I get out. What does that look like? We can have those conversations. So there's a lot that happens here, and the gifts that are being made today are going to ensure that we're able to do that all year.
When you think about the impact that can be made in people's lives, people who don't have, sometimes you can take for granted just having food every day, having new clothes to put on, having, you know, if you need help with something, being able to get that assistance, which can be life altering, is such a positive direction. All right. Share some of the experiences that you've had since you've been here, and maybe some of the examples of people's lives who've been impacted in a positive way.
A lot of our guests spend time being looked down on, mm-hmm. or people just don't look at them at all. Mm-hmm. They are on the fringes of society, and people prefer not to connect because they maybe don't know. when guests come here and they have warmth and they have compassion and they have some nourishment, you can see them come alive. And so you'll notice our slogan for today is Hope Lives Here. And that's because we talk about hope every day. When somebody has that glimmer of hope and when they know that other people believe in them and are supporting them through their journey, it makes all the difference. You can see them come alive.
That's such a great point, because they're human beings, and sometimes they don't get treated as such. And like you said, they don't get looked at that way. And that can have such an impact on somebody. And then all of a sudden you can come to a place like Matt Talbot and you get people who genuinely care and genuinely want to help you, and the impact that that can make, and then the services that you're providing that can help them additionally as well. Things like that are just awesome and frankly should be talked about even more than they are, in my humble opinion. So I'm glad we're here today. All right. And I love the impact that you guys are making in the community.
Well, thank you so much. And I've told some of the other of your colleagues this, but I like to make fun of my family a lot. It's kind of how we work. I got a feisty Jewish mom from Brooklyn, and she walks and talks and does it loudly. And she says, "I don't understand. That guy looks like he's able-bodied to me." And this was a conversation we really had one day. And I said, "Okay, mom, I want you to think about that individual who you think should be able to be self-sufficient. That individual may have experienced some severe trauma as a child, and maybe they didn't have the resources that they needed to address that. And so they self-medicated. So then they had trauma and a substance use issue. And then maybe that led to problems getting stable employment and stable housing. So then somebody had trauma, a substance use issue, trouble getting a job, trouble with homelessness, and maybe a criminal record." Mm-hmm. There are so many things going on in that individual's life that it's easy from the outside, when you don't understand those things, to have ideas about what the individual could be doing without understanding some of that. And so a lot of what we want to do here is just dispel some of the misconceptions people have about those we serve and what we do here.
In the notes that we have here, I think it's a great point here. It'll be a two-part question. I'll start with the first one. Matt Talbot is often a person's first stop in crisis and the first step towards stability. Let's talk about that part first. Matt Talbot being that first stop and the first step. When you hear that and you see people that are struggling for the first time, they don't know where to go. What does it mean to you? And what does it tell you about the staff that you have here at Matt Talbot, the job they do, and people knowing that they can come here for that hope, that dignity, and some of the resources they need?
So I want to call out Leanne Pelser. She's our director of housing and outreach. She's an example. You had Glenn on earlier. It's the same thing. All of our staff are like this. They're incredibly compassionate individuals, and they understand that when somebody's coming in here, they may not even know what they don't know. They may feel panic. I think it's important to note that there was about 13% of the people who came through our facility last year who were experiencing homelessness. Everybody else is experiencing poverty and maybe near homelessness. So someone like Leanne and Glenn, they get that individual. They are calm. They show the compassion. They ask questions. The number of times I have left this place on my way home, and Leanne should have left an hour earlier, but she's sitting down right next to someone working out things to lessen that person's panic in that moment, but also to let them know they are not alone in that journey. Mm-hmm. And our staff is also really well informed. So they do a really good job connecting with other nonprofits in the community. We don't want to duplicate services. And there is a million nonprofits in Lincoln that do really good work. And so we'll connect them someplace when that needs to happen. But that staff, they're really compassionate. They're dealing with that individual, and they understand that person's in a dark, scary place.
And then the follow-up to that would be the quote that's here from someone in the middle. It says, you know, I hate seeing you, but I love seeing you. Hate to see you because the circumstances haven't changed, but love seeing you because I know I can count on you guys, right? You're the first step. But also talk about what Matt Talbot does and being along for the journey for people, these guests you see, you know, more than once.
We are a community here, and dining room is set up that way very purposefully. We want it to be a community feel. We have an example, a man who passed away last year. He was in his 90s, Earl. And Earl came here every single day. We loved seeing Earl. Well, we didn't love that he might have needed some of our help, but he was a part of the Matt Talbot family and the Matt Talbot community. If that man missed a meal, we were doing a wellness check. And that's what we are doing here. We're building that community. We're making sure people feel that they belong somewhere. And so that's what we mean. We don't want people to need us, but we love that if they need us, we can be here and we can connect with them.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you give to Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach during Give to Lincoln Day, your donation goes even further thanks to matching funds from the Lincoln Community Foundation. Every dollar helps provide hot meals, safe housing, recovery support, and dignity to those who need it most. And as Lori just spelled out, a community as well. A lot of times when you feel like you're battling something alone, that can be one of the worst parts of it. You feel like you've got a community, people who have your back, that can make a gigantic impact. Again, visit givetolincoln.com, search for Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach, and make your gift today. Thank you for joining us today, Lori, and thank you for everything that you're doing here and everyone who here and what you guys are doing to help make an impact in people's lives.
Thank all of you. This has been a great day, and thank you to the community.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.